Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So this first one, this first question for this segment of Ask Dr. Mike. Again, send me your questions, askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. This, all that was written here was this. I'm going to read it. Cancer Weekly wrote an article on artificial light and cancer risk. Hey, that's all. That's all my listener wanted to write. That's fine. So I'll go with it. So I went to Cancer Weekly, and I found the article. Technology's so awesome, right? This is from, again, Cancer Weekly, March 26, 2015. Is too much artificial light at night making us sick? That was the headline. Modern life, this is the beginning paragraph. Modern life, with its preponderance of inadequate exposure to natural light during the day and overexposure to artificial light at night, is not conducive to the body's natural sleep-wake cycle. So right there, if research is showing that not enough natural light during the day and too much artificial light at night is disrupting healthy, restorative sleep-wake cycles, you better believe that's making us sick. When you are ready to catch some Z's, it's time to go to bed, cortisol drops, melatonin goes up. Matter of fact, cortisol and melatonin are opposite ends of the spectrum, so and they counter each other. So when cortisol drops, melatonin naturally comes up. You go to sleep, and you go through these sleep cycles. Very important. There's these different phases of sleep, and it's the deep sleep, the REM cycle, where another hormone is released called growth hormone, and that's where we do a lot of cell repair and regeneration. As a matter of fact, when you're a child and you're actually growing, right, getting taller, gaining muscle and fat, growth hormone really is helping you grow. But when you're an adult, it's not really about growth. It's more about repair and regeneration. So as adults, I like to call it the repair and regeneration hormone, not growth hormone anymore, because it's a little misleading. And but the point I want to make is that the healthy sleep-wake cycle is so important to how your body manages cortisol, melatonin, and growth hormone. And if you're doing anything, whatever it is, if you're doing anything, drinking a bunch of caffeine right before you go to bed, anything that disrupts that normal, those normal sleep phases, the normal sleep-wake cycle, if you do anything that disrupts that, that's going to cause some major problems in your body. You're not going to be able to repair and regenerate healthy tissues. That's not good. So right there, just based on this first paragraph from Cancer Weekly, I love it. Now, but in this case, they're linking it more specifically to cancer. So, you know, one of their doctors from Cancer Weekly, not from Cancer Weekly, from the University of Connecticut Health and Cancer Research Center, Dr. Richard Stevens, says light is affecting our physiology. We're learning that better lighting can reduce these physiological effects. By that, we mean dimmer and longer wavelengths in the evening and avoiding the bright blue of e-readers, tablets, and smartphones. Thank you, Dr. Stevens. I've been saying this for a while now. If you're listening to Healthy Talk, you already know. I'm a big supporter of turning off all electronics, at least ones that you're holding within a foot or so of your face, 2 hours before you go to bed. The type of light that's coming off electronics is known as blue light. It has, and blue light is high energy light. It hits your retina. It stimulates. It causes eye issues, by the way. But beyond that, it's just a very stimulating type light. If you're having insomnia problems, even if you feel like you're going to sleep, okay, but you're just not waking up refreshed, there could be some sleep cycle issues. You got to get rid of the electronics. Thank you, Dr. Stevens. I like it when people agree with me. He goes on to say those devices emit enough blue light when used in the evening to suppress the sleep-inducing hormone melatonin. Ah, there you go. And disrupt the body's circadian rhythm. the biological mechanism that enables restful sleep. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's an actual stimulant, a light stimulant like the blue light from an e-reader or a smartphone, whatever. If you do anything to disrupt the balance between cortisol, melatonin, and growth hormone, you're not going to regenerate healthy tissue. It's pretty much why we sleep. It's the time when your body is able to repair things. Okay? Knocks you out. It does the repairs that it needs to do. If you can't do that, you're going to have some damage to cells and tissues. And that, you know, within that damage is really the hallmark of often cancer development. And that's kind of the connection that they make here. So what do you do? I mean, what's you put the smartphone down. I mean, honestly, I'm not a parent, but if I were, I think one of my rules in the house would be, you know, 2 hours before bed, the smartphones are off. The tablets are off. Get off the computer. Okay, now if you're going to watch TV, that's probably okay because you don't sit right in front of the TV. If you do, back up. I mean, there's some simple things to do. Give your body the chance to begin to relax. Calm down. Oh, by the way, it's not just the blue light from the computer or the tablet or whatever you're looking at. Sometimes the information you're reading itself is stimulating. I remember a study not that long ago that showed reading emails right before you went to bed caused some disruption in that cortisol, melatonin, growth hormone cascade stuff. Yeah, emails. And then add that to the blue light you're looking at. Yeah, we can't sleep in this country. If we can't sleep, we're not repairing cells and tissues. If we don't repair cells and tissues, that could increase the risk for abnormal cell growth. The dreaded, scary C word, cancer. Interesting. Do I have time for another one? Let's see. I think so. Real quick here. I've been on very low. This is from Deborah Benson. I've been on a very low carb, no sugar diet to try to lose 15 pounds. This hasn't worked. As I feel my metabolism is at a standstill. I'm only 5 feet tall and weigh 125 pounds. I'm 64 years old, and I've never weighed this much before. And there's some other things there, but just for time's sake, the basic issue that I'm pulling out of Deborah's question is she needs help with metabolism. Remember, your weight on any given moment is determined by a very simple equation. Weight equals calories in minus calories out. Some of us have a calorie in issue. We eat too much. We have cravings and appetite control issues, and there's supplements that work with that. But some of us, we actually are dieting. We actually are cutting. I believe you, Deborah. So the issue isn't really the calorie in part. It's the calorie out part. We're not burning enough. So obviously exercise, she does say she does try to walk every day. Maybe try to pick that up a little bit. But she may need a little boost there, a little metabolic boost, burn some more calories at rest. So I would start with, Deborah, 7-Keto-DHEA. It has some great research behind it. It's a true thermogenic nutrient. It causes your fat cells to burn the fat within them. 7-Keto-DHEA, about 100 milligrams a day, will boost your metabolism. Start there. Things that you can add to that as you go along would be the like hot pepper extracts, capsaicin or cayenne, also have shown to boost the thermogenic process, which is really related to metabolism. So try to get some more exercise. Start with the 7-Keto-DHEA, and if need be, add some, let's say, capsaicin extract. That would be my suggestion for boosting metabolism. Thanks for your question, Deborah. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.